your taxes hold the key.
It's tax time. Self-employed persons, companies, partnerships, and employed persons with additional sources of income, remember to file your final income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 on or before March 15 online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. File on time and avoid interest and penalties. For additional information, contact our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the March 15 hub on our website. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The Veterinary Services Division handles all matters relating to animal export and veterinary public health. Stay tuned to learn about how they facilitate the importation of pets. Our furry friends sometimes go with us everywhere, even during travel overseas. To get a pet into Jamaica, owners would have to go through the Veterinary Services Division, VSD, which falls under the Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry. Jamaica mainly allows for the entry of some aquatic animals, pet birds, domestic farm animals, horses, dogs and cats. Chief Veterinary Officer at the VSD, Dr. Osbil Watson, says the law requires pet importers to obtain a veterinary import permit. Dogs arriving at any port in Jamaica without a valid veterinary import permit will be denied entry into the island.
And the permit would outline the conditions under which you can import that pet into the country. We have embarked on an online trade system, the Ministry of Agriculture trade system. And this system allows for everyone wanting to access a veterinary import permit to visit our site at moatrade.gov.jm and to register on that site in order to apply for import permits.
All dogs and cats entering the island must be accompanied by an official export health certificate issued by the official veterinary department of the exporting country. Pets should also arrive during normal working hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays to Thursday and 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays to facilitate the requisite customs and veterinary clearance. The permit issued by Jamaica is not the same as the pet passport issued by some countries. The passport outlines the full personal details of the animal. Dr. Watson says cats and dogs being imported must also be permanently identified with a microchip, in addition to being vaccinated against rabies.
It has to be dewormed and treated for external parasites such as ticks and lice and mange, etc. And it has to be tested for a few diseases which we do not have in Jamaica. We are cognizant of the fact that these diseases can spread not only between animals, but they can spread to humans too.
Persons looking to import pets should start the process at least 6 months before the trip to ensure all obligations are met. Importers will first have to contact the competent veterinary authorities in their countries for guidance on how to best prepare their pet. Next, they should check to see if their pet is eligible based on the eligibility guidelines provided by the VSD. Dogs or cats should then be vaccinated against the rabies virus with an approved inactivated vaccine, and the required tests and other vaccinations should also be done. To get the $5,000 veterinary import permit for a dog or cat, forms can be accessed at moa.gov.jm. The site also provides information on the required accompanying documents. Dogs and cats should arrive directly into Kingston, unless otherwise authorized under law by the Chief Veterinary Officer. In accordance with the law, upon entry, all animals must undergo at least 14 days of quarantine at the National Quarantine Facility. Pets will then be examined by the vet to ensure they are of good health and free of symptoms of infectious or contagious diseases. For full details on pet importation, visit the Ministry of Agriculture's website at moa.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. For producer Twyla Whelan, I'm Vaughn Davis. Join us next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.